USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A manhunt continues in Maryland for several suspects after a Baltimore County police officer is killed in the line of duty answering a burglary call yesterday afternoon. Police have not released details about how she died. Police Chief Taryn Sheridan says,
"We received a call at our 911 center about a possible burglary with four suspects. Our patrol officer responded, and from that point, she was injured, and we are now investigating this as a homicide."
Some witnesses told reporters they saw the woman get struck by a vehicle. Others say she was shot. President Trump's to meet with the South Korean President Moon Jae-in at the White House today. It's primary day in four states. Voters to cast ballots in Texas, Georgia, Kentucky, and Arkansas. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment and a prescribed plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Cracking down on Iran, the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying the Iranian government must make several major policy changes soon to avoid even more tough sanctions.
Iran must end its proliferation of ballistic missiles and halt further launching or development of nuclear-capable missile systems. Iran must release all U.S. citizens, as well as citizens of our partners and allies, each of them detained on spurious charges. Iran must end support to Middle East terrorist groups, including Lebanese Hezbollah, Hamas, and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad.
He was speaking to the Heritage Foundation. Meanwhile, President Trump signs new sanctions into force against Venezuela a day after its socialist president, Nicolas Maduro, won elections that are widely panned as having been fraudulent. The sanctions stopping short of clamping down on that South American country's oil industry, but do severely limit its ability to liquidate its assets. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump praises the CIA and the first woman ever chosen to direct it. At a swearing-in ceremony for Gina Haspel yesterday, the president said those at the CIA are the best intelligence people on the planet.
Gina is tough. She is strong. And when it comes to defending America, Gina will never, ever back down. I know her.
President Trump is to host a meeting with the South Korean President Moon Jae-in at the White House today. The meeting is ahead of the president's planned summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, which is still set for next month. North Korea did threaten to pull out of that meeting last week in a dispute over joint military exercises between the U.S. and South Korea, and the North remains angry about President Trump's insistence on full denuclearization, but the Trump-Kim summit is still set for June 12th in Singapore. The Trump administration is floating a plan to repeal a 2015 rule that banned some types of aggressive hunting and millions of acres of federal land in Alaska. If approved, hunters would be allowed to shoot bear cubs in their dens, use lights to hunt bears, and to shoot swimming caribou from motorboats. Environmental groups are outraged. They say it opens the door to the senseless slaughter of iconic Alaskan wildlife. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.